It was 10 years ago, the spring of 2013, when over the course of a few months, I found myself in and out of prison, downtown St. Paul, there at the jail. Before you get alarmed or go and tell the Archbishop, he already knows. In Monopoly language, I was just visiting. And I was there probably about a handful of times over those few months. And it was a remarkable experience for me. You know, that's a very Christian thing to do. It's even how Jesus tells us we'll be judged. Did you visit me when I was imprisoned? Pope Francis has done a great job showing this to the church. On Holy Thursday, he's made it his custom that he celebrates his Holy Thursday Mass with those incarcerated, those who had fallen on hard times, those who made bad decisions. And every Holy Thursday, he's visited them, celebrated Mass, and then knelt down in front of them and washed their feet. And I was a second-year seminarian 10 years ago when I had this opportunity as a pastoral assignment to go and to visit some men who were in jail. And if you've ever been in an experience like that, if you've gone into a prison or some kind of confinement, it's pretty stifling. You walk through the doors, they close and clank behind you. There was nervousness and fear in my heart. What's this going to be like? I'm just starting out. And I don't know what to say to these men. I don't know how to be Jesus to them or to look for Jesus in them. And so there was a little trepidation in my heart. But week after week when I would go back, it was a transformational experience for me to be able to bring light into those dark places. And one of the last times I visited, it was actually in the Easter season. It might have even been that first week of Easter. I, with my other seminarian compadres, we had just celebrated all our high liturgies like you are today. We were at the cathedral and we were serving and taking in all the beauty. But I knew later that week I'd have to go and visit those men again, many of them Christian. And so at the time, I wondered, how might I bring the resurrection? How might I be able to give them a little Easter joy, something that I had tasted at the cathedral that past Sunday? How could I bring that to them in the midst of their bars and chains? And so I went to the time to our professor. He was then Father Andrew Cousins. And I go into Father Cousins' office and I tell him what I'm going to do that week. And I asked him, do you think it would be possible for me to renew the baptismal promises with these men that I visit? And ask them those same questions that I answered at the Easter Vigil and at Easter Sunday. The same questions, brothers and sisters, that I'll ask you today. And Father Cousins said, I think that would be a great idea. So I go and I check in there at the front office. I have my holy water and my book just like this. Of course, they had to open the holy water, smell it. Is this just water? You're not trying to smuggle anything in here. Nope. Just blessed water. And so one by one, I was able to meet with these men as we had met before, talk about the faith, talk about Easter, talk about forgiveness and Jesus's resurrection. And then I asked them those questions. Do you renounce evil? Do you renounce the prince of evil? Do you renounce sin? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in his holy church? And they answered, I do, I do, I do. And then I was able to sprinkle that blessed water on them. a moment of faith for them in the midst of that darkness that they were enduring. They were guilty, but they had an opportunity for repentance and faith. And this is how we celebrate as Christians. This is how we celebrate Easter. It's actually a celebration of the imprisoned. It's a celebration of those who are guilty, but those who have been set free. This is what Jesus does for each of us. There's a lot of ancient texts that we have in the Christian church, and it speaks about this reality. I sang this long song last night at the Easter Vigil called The Exalted, and there's a line in it. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death. He broke the prison bars. There's another ancient Easter homily. I was reading it yesterday, reflecting on it, praying with it. The story of this homily given over 1,000 years ago is Jesus descending into hell. After Jesus had been crucified and buried in that tomb, he descends to the underworld, and the church meditates and reflects on this on Holy Saturday. The earth is silent because the Savior is asleep. But his mission is continuing. As he defeated death on the cross, now he's gone to the underworld, the place where the righteous have been asleep. They've been locked out of paradise, unable to enter into heaven as God had always intended, and they were waiting. The prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, our first parents, Adam and Eve, Abraham, and all the patriarchs and matriarchs, they are all waiting. And Jesus goes to them as they're imprisoned, as they're locked out of heaven. And in this homily, a line really struck me, another line about incarceration. When Jesus finally finds Adam among all the others in the underworld, he comes to Adam, our first parent, the one who had first sinned, the one who had locked heaven for all humanity. And Jesus goes to Adam and he says, I did not create you to be held a prisoner in hell. Rise. Let us leave this place. What power Jesus has. I didn't create you to be a prisoner in hell. I didn't intend this from the beginning. I don't will these shackles that you bear. Rise, let us leave this place. Powerful words. I thought, how might I translate this in a literal way for a 21st century crowd? And the best I could come up with, Jesus goes to Adam in the underworld. He grabs him by the hand and he says, let's get the hell out of here. I asked Father Johnson if I could say that on Easter Sunday. He said it'd be okay. It's exactly what Jesus does. He says, let's get the hell out of here. I didn't intend for you to be a prisoner in hell. I intended you to enter my love. I intended you to know me. Let's get out of here. Jesus springs them from prison. It's a prison break. It's what happens. Jesus goes to the underworld. He goes to those who were enslaved by their sin and their poor decisions, and he says, I've paid the bail. Before your final conviction, before your final judgment, you couldn't pay the cost of your sins. So I did. I paid it with my blood shed for you on the cross. And because I've paid the bail, you're free. It's how I always intended you to be. You're free. When I first moved to Matamidi and moved into the rectory here at St. Jude's, I was going through the drawers and everything that had been left by my predecessors, and I found some cards in one of the drawers. It looks like a Monopoly card. It has the Monopoly man on it, but he has angel wings and a halo. And on the card, and there's a whole stack of them, it says, "Get out of hell free." This card cannot be bought or sold. My first thought, what were Father Corey and Father Talbot doing? What kind of games were they playing? Or maybe they passed these out in the confessional. Get out of hell free. It's kind of what happens on Easter, isn't it? The late Billy Graham, that great evangelist who traveled the world, he's famous for saying, "Salvation is free, but it'll cost you everything." Salvation's free. The blood poured out for us on the cross by Jesus, it's freely given to us. It's available to us. But if I accept it, if I say, yes, I'll be Jesus's disciple. Yes, I'll follow him out of prison and my chains and the bars. Then it's going to cost you everything. Jesus doesn't will your imprisonment. He doesn't will to save you and then let you continue to be enslaved and chained by sin and death. He wills us to be free. And to step into that freedom, it costs us everything. And so I want you to weigh the cost today. When you receive salvation, when you renew your baptismal promises today and say, "I do, I do, I do," what is it costing you? Have you gone all in? Have you let Jesus change your life, or are you still one foot in hell and one foot in heaven? Brothers and sisters, let Jesus come to you today. Let him change things today. Things that you've continued to be enslaved to, imprisonments and darkness that have continued to dominate your life, be rid of it today. Step into the light. Step into his resurrection power and let him bid to you, rise. Let us get out of here.